Brian Bonner's book, Distillation Widespread Among People. He goes into great depth on the pot scene, but not in any fanciful, romantic notion that he's looking on it as the curse that it is, of course. So he's writing on the distillation widespread amongst the people. Illicit distillation was so widespread, and then he's shown that every stratum of society except the clergy was involved. In the early part of the 19th century, Major Bellingham Swan, the Inspector General of Excise and Licences of Ireland, reported that there were an estimated 3,000 private distillers in all Ireland. Of these, 43%, or 1,300, were based in Inishowen. Another report stated that the people of this barony were smugglers and distillers from their cradles, and added that they had a bad and inveterate nature. While the practice was widespread, there were areas in the peninsula of particular notoriety. An East Coffey Inspector General of Excise reported circa 1810 that the townland of Monydara in the parish of Kildaff was completely overrun by distillation. Other places mentioned were Urris in the parish of Clonmany and Iskeheen in the parish of Templemore. The establishment tried various methods to curtail it at best they could. And one of the measures that they introduced was the townland, the parish fine. It must be remembered as well, like, during those years of the early 1800s, landlords who held the land and had their tenant farmers, they weren't particularly caring where the money for the rent was coming from. So they turned a blind eye. They were getting their rent money. However, then it was deemed maybe a good idea to fine the landlord if a still was found on his estates, which in turn then that thought better, no, let's fine the total population. Well, we would have had secret societies formed, you know, to deal with this type of stuff as well, use the, I suppose, watchmen and hide men, and they were taking it away all sorts. And to give you an idea of on the Kildaff sizes, again from the same book of Brian Bonner, to realise the extent of the financial burden imposed on the people by the fining system, we consider as a sample the amount of fines in the parish of Kildaff as set out below. In the spring assizes, this is only in Kildaff, in 1814, there was 47 fines. Total amount, £1,175. Again, the summer of 1814, the amount in total fines is £1,425. The following year, spring and summer, somewhat similar. But over those four sittings of assizes, the total amount of fines collected from the tenants of the Kildaff parish, £6,200. I mean, that's a colossal amount of money. And that's certainly affecting every person, regardless if they're involved in distillation or not.